But, you know, sooner or later, he'll come around.
Oh, I'm sure.
Probably at episode 3001. Oh, wait a minute. There is not going to be an episode 3001. But the good news is, though, we have a few more days to listen to him because he missed several episodes last week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was he out of town?
Yeah, he went to Canada, but that wasn't why he missed the episodes. He his computer locked up on him.
Oh.
I know. So
did it get locked up or was it locked up in the trunk?
It like froze up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was getting ready to do an episode because usually, like, if he's with like someone else, like, you know, like especially another podcaster, he'll do an episode of what he calls the gays.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But the good news is there is not going to be an episode 3001.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2354 of the BFO for Monday the 23rd of January 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend and we might have a few new entries into the content contest. Yes, everybody! Hello, Ruinators. Big Fatty, that's you. No, not this time. It wasn't me. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you're Ruinators when we get around to talking about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, yes, it's if the old gal has reached out her middle finger to others and just ruined it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, today, the 23rd of January, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he is over there on the Blime Time little show. Yes, Big Fatty. He's a wino. Big Fatty, a wino. It's true. Y'all, it's none other than that wine rag. Big Fatty, isn't that what you use to clean up alcohol abuse stain? Well, I don't know. But I don't know where wine rag comes from, but anyway, that's his name and he's sticking with it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty didn't hear anything but crickets. He has been known to attract the mating sounds of crickets. Big Fatty, vulgar. Y'all, it is none other than David that Blue Jeans guy. Yes, Big Fatty, we love David that Blue Jeans guy. And, y'all, you have to excuse me a second. All of a sudden, I'm got the croup again. Big Fatty the croup. So, y'all, if you see one rag or David, that Blue Jeans guy, on the 20 or the face space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that both Wine Rag and David rub their legs together. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar, and they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday night when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, it's a quiet day in the coal mine. Larry Clyde was only there half a day, and three of the other folks in the coal mine were at an off off-site hoot nanny or something. I don't know what it was. And y'all, it was just quiet, kind of a quiet day, and that's okay. You know, that sometimes there's not enough of those. Yes, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, sometimes there's a Big Fatty. but y'all, I came home Friday evening, and y'all went for a walk in Fat Acres, and y'all, lots going on. Construction still well underway here. Y'all, I saw in the newspaper on Sunday that a house a block and a half down from the villa had sold for $288,000. Benny, it must have been a big one. Well, it's only about 100 square feet bigger than the villa. Oh. So y'all, that bodes well for Big Fatty, the value of the valuation of the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, the villa valuation. And let's see what else. Then for right night, I'm trying to think. Did anything exciting happen Friday night? Y'all, I don't think so. I think I just kind of relaxed around the villa here. Y'all, if there was something exciting, I certainly I certainly do not remember it. That doesn't surprise anyone. Y'all, then on Saturday, I got up. Y'all, we were expecting, the weather rat had told us to expect thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. And y'all, we got a lot of rain on Saturday afternoon. And But it was needed. It was just needed. And Saturday at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, you know the Fed driver? Yes, Big Fatty. He has that pink wing nuts garage a little show. And y'all, he hadn't done it in a while. But you know, since Big Fatty had acquired the Ruby Red, we had decided that we would do an episode of the Pink Wing Nuts. And y'all, so we got together a little bit before 5 p.m. in the afternoon of villa time. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know, got all of our settings and everything taken care of. And y'all, we recorded about 45, 50 minutes of a little show. It may have been as much as an hour, I don't know. Just talking about the Ruby Red and what the Faye driver thought about it. And y'all, he was going to do the enhanced podcast and put up the pictures. You know, put up pictures as Big Fatty was talking about things. And we finished that up, and Big Fatty had a little supper. And y'all, then I was on that Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, we had a good crowd in the peanut gallery. Y'all, a couple of folks that are usually are not there, that Nessa, my youngest daughter Nessa, was it? Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely to see her. And Larkin was there. Y'all, we hardly ever see Larkin. Y'all, he was there with his puppy dog. And let's see who else was there. It was Jay the Haunt Cub, and we had of course Jim and Gavin and the old Stink Pot was there. The Faye driver joined us. Did I say the Haunt Cub? Yes, Big Fatty, you did. And there was absolutely nobody else there. Nobody else joined us in the chat room that evening. I mean, on the call that evening. And but y'all, it was a really nice crowd in the chat room. And y'all, that was because coming up right after Gavin's little show, y'all, they had who did they have? Big Fatty. They had the Dubious Intentions episode 3000. It's true. So, you know, keeping with tradition, I immediately left the chat room. And, y'all, I had to get my share to get ready to go out to the bar. And y'all got out to the bar, but I listened on the TuneIn radio app, and y'all, they were just nattering for the longest time, and y'all, just as I was getting ready to leave the villa, they started the show. So I still hadn't heard the final Dubious Intentions, but anyway, got to the bar, and Granny was there, and Bona Keller was there, Big Betty, and let's see, who else was there? Oh, and y'all, then there were a couple of friends from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club that were in town that I was not aware that they were going to be there, and so we had a nice little opportunity to catch up with them, Big Betty, and and then later on, Durwood. Durwood was, I don't know why Durwood was running late, but he was. And Durwood was in rare form last night, y'all. I'd like to open my tab to whoever would like to charge against it. You big fatty, that's how pocketbook is. And, I don't know, Big Fatty had a couple of drinks and visited for a little while. Y'all, I was just ready. I was just ready to hit the road. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I came on back here to the villa and crawled in the love chamber. And y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, poop everywhere. Well, y'all, the rain began, and y'all, it's just lovely. It's just lovely to be able to sleep with the rain coming down. Yes, Big Fatty. What did I do Sunday? Oh, y'all, I got up Sunday morning, had my brufkas, and y'all, then I went to the Sam's Club. Yes, Big Betty, and y'all, I picked me up a 36 pack of toilet paper. Big Betty, you only bought for 1 week? Y'all, they had cough drops, and they had the Mucinex, and they had the NyQuil. All right there. I was gonna go over to the Walmart to get it, but y'all, I was there in the Sam's Club, and I said, "Well, to heck with it! I'm just gonna get this." And I picked up a bag of the Colfree and came back here to the villa. And y'all, the rain had been it'd been drizzling through the morning and all, and y'all came back here, and it had let up for a little bit. And I looked at the radar, and y'all, there appeared to be about an hour window that we weren't going to get any rain. And y'all, so I went for another nipple walk around Fat Acres. And y'all, that's when I found out about the house selling for $288,000. Y'all, there's a townhouse that's just... not just half a block from the villa, and y'all, it's going for, I think, $259,900, and so y'all, needless to say, there are some exchanges going on here that are driving up the value of the villa. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely.
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the fat one kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the fat one get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Oh, a bee! Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never, never imitated or duplicated bumper for our Gus Chan content contest month. Now, y'all, I just want to remind everybody of what we got going on here. This week through next Sunday, the 29th, you can enter the January content contest. Then, starting on Monday the 30th through for right the thread, it's just 5 days, y'all. 5 days that you'll have to enter the number one fan of the BFO for 2017 contest, and y'all, we will announce the winner of that in the special Superb Owl halftime show on the 5th of February. We'll have the new winner, and y'all, then starting on the 6th and going through the 28th of February, y'all, it is So Question Month, and that is that's going to be sponsored by that Peter G and that Kathy Marshall. Big Fatty, it sounds like it's going to be just lovely. Y'all, speaking of Kathy Marshall, y'all, I hope y'all go over and take a look at some of her comments. But before we get to Kathy Marshall's, y'all, Rob 2 of the Robs has got his entry here. He says, hey, everybody, got for the Just Chad contest, I love my daily dose of Big Fatty. He's like the southern gay uncle everyone wishes they had. Full of laughter, acceptance for everyone, kindness, gentleness, with a side of perversion. Big Fatty! I think the side of perversion should have come before kindness and gentleness. Well, maybe so. And y'all, then he has an Axe Big Fatty question. But y'all, I don't have time to do that for today, so we're going to save that for later on this week. Y'all, that Kathy Marshall, going back to her, she recently posted, Big Fatty, will your colleagues at the coal mine lose 5 pounds after you retire? Big Fatty, that's called that you're not bringing the Cheetos in, maybe so. She says they won't be getting those delicious Snickersnacks every Wednesday afternoon. I predict the coal mine office will be very sad, but svelte. Big Fatty, does the ruby red slipper Ford Entendre have a name? You could, of course, call her Miss Dorothy. Big Fatty, have you already read this? I don't know. Perhaps Poodle and Faye will help with a name. I've already named it Ruby Red. Unless, of course, you've already have one. Yes, Big Fatty, you've already have one. And then she says, do you think you might be getting a Theraflu habit? Big Fatty, I think you have read this. Well, I don't know. How about me? Do you think I might be getting a Theraflu habit? I don't know. Do you like the Theraflu, Kathy Marshall? And she says, I'm practicing the so-so questions for our little contest next month. And y'all, I just told you about the so-so question. Oh, dear Gussie. But Kathy Marshall, those are excellent so-so questions, and I'm glad you put them out there so people will know kind of what to expect. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's... the time, it is a passing. That's all I can say. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like gas after a Mexican meal. It's true. Oh, y'all, I didn't tell you why you were Ruinators today. Y'all, that show that the Faye Driver recorded didn't record. So you'll never hear it. No, Big Fatty, thank hydrogen. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard David, that blue jeans guy. And David, what do you thank hydrogen for?
But the good news is there is not going to be an episode 3000.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's not the only one that thanks hydrogen for that news.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.